Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe you're enjoying yourself in the Lord this morning. I have some few things to share with you, which I believe will be a great blessing to you. Now, today I'm talking about forbid not. There's something very remarkable in the Bible which is communicated that I believe all of us must understand, which is very, very important. And I want us to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 27. And it's basically about speaking in tongues. You know, there are those who don't believe that speaking in tongues is for everybody. There are those who believe that it was for only the disciples, you know, in the first church. And there are also those who believe that it's for some people. It's a gift for some people. Today, I want us to address it and look at what the Bible really says. Everything that you say or what you believe must be from the Word. If you believe in human fables or traditions of men, then you will be short of what God really expects you to have. You will not enjoy the blessings that God wants you to have. You see, Jesus said that you have made the Word of God of none effect by virtue of your traditions. Because of your traditions, you have made the Word of God of none effect. So, it's very important that we understand the Word of God concerning some of these things. And I want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 27. It says, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular." And if you read the whole of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you understand exactly what Paul was talking about. Paul was talking about the body of Christ and how that all of us have different functions in the body of Christ. He says, all of us are not the eye. The whole body is not an eye. The whole body is not a leg. How can the eye say that I'm not interested in the body? I don't need the leg. The eye needs the leg. The stomach needs the arm. All of us need each other. You see, so Paul is talking about the various ministries that we have, or the various things that we have in the body of Christ to do. And in verse 27, he says, "Now we are the body of Christ, and members in particular." And verse 28 says, "And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues." You see, so he puts these things together. He says, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, then helps. You see, all these are ministries in the body of Christ. Then governments. Government is the same as pastoring. You see, then diversities of tongues. So diversities of tongues in this context is also a ministry in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, are all apostles? Are all prophets? All of us are not apostles. Certainly not. And then all of us are not teachers. He says, are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? They are those who have a special ministry of miracle working. They have a miracle working ministry. That's what God has given to them. I mean, when you meet them, a miracle is going to happen in your life. Just as when you meet a pastor, you're going to be pastored. Your life is going to change. There's also a ministry like that for people who work miracles, and then those who do healings as well. Hallelujah. Then he says, are all miracle workers or workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing. They are people with special gifts of healing. Okay, now these ones are different from the gifts of the Spirit that are in a believer. Hopefully I'll explain that to you next time. There's a difference between the ministry gifts and then the gifts of the Spirit that are inside us. These are ministry gifts. When you read in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11, he says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers, and evangelists for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Those are ministry gifts. And these people are put in the same class with those ministry gifts, including diversity of tongues. So they are those who have the ability to speak a tongue as a gift and interpret it for people to understand. It's a gift. There's a special gift like that. They are a ministry on his own. Hallelujah. There was this wonderful man who was in America. He and his wife. The man speaks in a tongue and the wife explains it. And it's so much of a blessing. They had that ministry. It was so powerful. Hallelujah. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So there's the ministry gift of speaking in tongues or diverse tongues. Okay. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul was addressing another thing, which is tongue speaking for everybody, which a man receives after being born again, or after receiving the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit into your life, God, the Holy Spirit gives you an utterance for you to speak in the language of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:18, he says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Now that means that all of them were expected to speak in tongues. So he said that I thank my God I speak in tongues more than all of you. Can you imagine? He says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than all of you. Now go to verse 39. Look at what Paul said. He says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. Covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. So you can't forbid the brethren from speaking in tongues, because the Bible says we should not forbid not. All of us are to speak in tongues. If you are born again, just receive the Holy Spirit and he'll give you that ability to speak with tongues. It's for all of us. Hallelujah. But then Paul says something. Go back to verse 18 again. He says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Then he says, yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. In other words, if I'm coming to preach to you, if I'm preaching in church, I shouldn't be preaching with tongues. I come to church, I'm preaching, and then I'm speaking in tongues. Mandala bashabala. That's all I'm doing. How are they going to understand? For them to understand, I have to speak in the language that they understand. And if I speak in tongues, as a preacher, as I'm preaching, if I speak in tongues, I must interpret for them to understand. So Paul says that, he says, wherefore, in verse 39, once again, he says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy or push to prophesy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is speaking in tongues and interpreting. You see, so if you go to verse 4, in same place, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'm reading verse 4 now. He says that he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesied edifieth the church. Then verse 5 says that I would that you all speak with tongues. Have you seen it? I would that all of you speak in tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. I think it explains itself. You see, he says, I want all of you to speak in tongues, but rather I want you to prophesy, so that when you speak in tongues and everybody is hearing you in a church, let's say you are standing to preach and you are speaking in tongues, you have to interpret for everybody to understand. But forbid not to speak in tongues, because all of us are to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues today. If you don't have that ability, receive the Holy Ghost right now in your room. Receive the Holy Spirit and receive the ability to speak in tongues right now. Just open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues in Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.